USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden issuing a travel ban to restrict incoming travel from South Africa and seven other countries beginning Monday as concerns over the new Omicron coronavirus variant continue. Dr. William Schaffner is with the Vanderbilt University Medical Center's Division of Infectious Diseases, tells CNN this is a variant we need to be concerned about.
Clearly is a variant of concern. That notches it right up there. They're concerned about how rapidly it is spreading. They're concerned whether it causes more severe disease. And, of course, they're concerned about whether our current vaccines will protect against it.
President Biden did call former President Trump a racist when he restricted travel from China during the early stages of the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
It's Black Friday, which is the annual start of the holiday shopping season. This shopper telling Fox News he usually stays home, but he decided to venture out today.
I like doing my shopping more online. I'm just out, you know, just to be out. But I know the issue with the supply chain is a big issue. I know we have a lot of demand and the supply is there, but it's just like the shipping that's going to take some time because there's not that many truckers that can go out and ship to everybody.
The National Retail Federation expecting Americans to spend up to $859 billion between now and Christmas. A mine explosion is rocking parts of Russia.
A methane gas leak and explosion at a Siberian coal mine in Russia Thursday killed over 50 souls, including six rescuers. Russia's worst mining disaster in more than a decade occurred at the Kemerovo region in central Russia. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The White House had to stop implementing a COVID-19 vaccine requirement for businesses with 100 or more workers due to a court ruling earlier this month. Colorado Republican Representative Ken Buck tells Fox Business mandates like this are counterproductive.
When the government tells people they have to do something, there is immediately a paranoia that exists with a large part of the population. And this isn't Republicans or conservatives. This is across the board.
As of November 23rd, the CDC reporting that 59% of Americans are fully vaccinated. There's a recall involving frozen cauliflower, the FDA saying listeria turned up in tests from the TD Farm Select brand that was imported from China by the company called Flagship Food Group in Idaho. The FDA's website has published label codes on packages for people to see if they have the cauliflower that's being recalled. A Kentucky lawmaker is looking to crack down on porch pirates. Democratic State Senator David Yates has pre-filed a bill that would include private carrier packages under the Theft of Mail Matter law. Currently, only mail delivered by the United States Postal Service is under this law. If passed, porch pirates could face years of jail time for any theft. Please remember to like us on Facebook and check us out for more news at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.